Parshas Zohar, Torah gives us a mitzvah. Zohar says Osar Amalek. You must remember forever the story of Amalek. The Yalkut Shemayi says that it can't be that it's the rishus of Amalek that the Torah wants us to remember long after Amalek is not there anymore. What is this mitzvah of remembering the Ma'aseh Amalek? The Yalkut Shemayi brings down from Pirkei Rabbi Elazar a moshel to a king who had an orchard, and somebody walked in without permission. And of course, the big dog of the king attacked the person. At a later date, when the king wanted to remind this person, be careful, don't come into my orchard again without permission, he didn't refer explicitly to the fact that he came into the orchard. He just reminded him, remember that big dog. Says the Yalkut, the same is over here. Klal Yisrael did an Aveira, and because of the Aveira, Amalek came. And Hashem politely says, Zocher is Osar Shelcha Amalek, but he wants us to remember that the dog came because we did wrong. What did we do wrong? What was the reason why we deserved this dog? So Rashi in Parshas Vashalach on the Pasuk Vayavei Amalek explains that immediately before this story of Amalek, Klal Yisrael complained, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imoyim. Does Hashem really look after us? We don't realize, we don't feel, we don't appreciate, we don't understand that he's looking after us and protecting us. And Hashem said, Tomid ani beinechem, I'm always there, umuzumun l'chol tzarchichem, I'm always available for you to daven and turn to me, and yet you don't see me, you don't recognize me, you say, Ayesh Hashem bekirbeinu, I'm going to unleash the dog. And Amalek came. And the purpose of Amalek coming was that we should realize that Hashem is with us, and he protects us, and he's looking after us, and he's always available, and we need to daven to him at all times. We learned the lesson. When Amalek came, Moshe Rabbeinu went, and he raised his hands to Shemayim, and Kasher Yorim Moshe's Yodov, as long as Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were raised, V'govar Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, is victorious over Amalek, because we davened, and that was the purpose of the whole story of Amalek, to get us to daven, to realize that Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu, Hashem is there, and he is Muzumun L'chol Tzarcheichem, and all you need to do is turn to him and daven to him. And this, says the Yalkut, and Rabbi Aaron explains further, was the mitzvah of the Chiras Amalek. Zachar is the Sh'osa L'chol Amalek. Remember that Amalek came, and remember why Amalek came, because you didn't daven properly. And remember that the purpose is that I want you to daven, and I want you to walk around feeling tamed ani beinechem, and appreciating mezumen l'chol tzarcheichem, I'm available, and you just need to turn to me. And that's why, as long as Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were raised in tefillah, and Klal Yisrael was turning towards Hashem, then Klal Yisrael was victorious. And when Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands down, and they stopped understanding and realizing and turning to Hashem, that Amalek became stronger. This same idea we find in next week in the Purim story. Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael was punished. Shenehenu misudose shel Achashverosh. They went to the party of Achashverosh and they enjoyed it there. Says the Yaris Devash from Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz. Doesn't mean that they ate treif, according to their opinion, but they went to celebrate, to be part of his festivities in which he celebrated Kirch Beitzim Yodi. He doesn't know Hashem, he doesn't want Hashem, he's not interested in Hashem, and his way of life and his outlook on life was the reason for making his party. And Klal Yisrael went there and they identified with his way of looking at the world of Kirchivitzmiyadi, I don't need Hashem. What did Hashem do? He brought the Tzara of Haman. And Klal Yisrael then turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find in the Midrashim that Mordechai turned to Hashem and he davened. Esther turned to Hashem and she davened. All the children who were together with Mordechai, they also davened. This is all Mufurish in the Midrashim in Esther and Parashat Zion and Ches and Tes. Mordechai is described in the Megillah, Ben Yoir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. And the Gemara in Megillah says, this doesn't mean that his father was called Yoir or his grandfather was called Shimi or his great-grandfather Kish. But each one of these is a description of Mordechai himself. Ben Yoir, Sheheir Einayim Shel Yisrael B'Tfilah. He's the one who goaded and encouraged Klal Yisrael to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem wanted. Ben Shimi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillahs. Ben Kish, Shehikish, he knocked on the doors of tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Purim story is a Yeshua which came about through tefillah. And the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph says that when the Amiroim discussed the story of Purim, they quoted a pasuk in the Torah where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Umi Kashem Aleikenu, B'chol Kareinu Elof." Kadosh Baruch Hu is available for us, B'chol Kareinu Elof, on any subject and at any time, you can turn to Hashem and He's available and He will answer your tefillah. The Rambam, very famously, in Sefer Mitzvot, writes that the purpose of Purim and all the mitzvahs that we do on Purim and all the preparation we do for Purim is all for one goal, and that is Loidia, to show She'emes, that it's true, Mashev Tichonu Vatoyeru, the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised us B'chol Kareinu Elov, however dire the straits might be and however difficult life might be and however much a person might feel engulfed with his sorrows and pressures and stresses, but B'chol Kareinu Elov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there and always available. And whenever we come to a stage in life when Chas V'Shalom there's an Amalek, the Amalek was sent because we said Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu. We didn't daven with kavana. We don't daven with the correct amount of feeling. If we daven with an appreciation that Tomen Ani Mezumer Chol Tzorcheichem, like Kadosh Baruch Hu is there at all times, and He will answer to us on any subject that we want, then there'll be no need for any Amalek or any problems because we're davening anyway. And the purpose of the Tzara is only to encourage us to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tfilah. Rav Pinkus writes a Maisa Shoya in a hospital where normally they have a certain number of doctors on night shift. And one of the doctors wasn't available that night, and the manager of the hospital said, okay, we'll manage with one doctor less. And then when it came Lemaisa, another doctor took sick, and there was only one doctor left to take care of a whole department, and that's far too much. And there was just nobody else available, and the person in charge told this doctor, you have responsibility for all the rooms and everybody tonight. If there's any problems, call. And hopefully there'll be no problems. And they went through the night and there was a panic in one of the rooms and the doctor went there to sort it out. And while he was there, he was called to a second room. Just then, there was some life-threatening situation in the second room and he's running backwards and forwards from one room to the other and using all his medical expertise and sweating away and saving the lives of two people. And right then, there's a bell and an alarm from a third room and it's just beyond him and he can't even get to that room. He's busy saving lives. And unfortunately, the fellow in the third room died. And of course, the doctor's up in court for not taking care of him. And when he's accused in the court, he says a big drasha explaining of what he was doing and how he was running around and how much effort he put in. And nothing more could be expected of him. What do you want of me? I did nothing wrong. And the court said to him, but you did do wrong, because you were given instructions that if you have any problem and it overwhelms you, then call the fellow in charge and he'll come and he'll help you. And that's the Taina. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, if you have a problem, he's not looking that we should run around and that we should have a difficult life and we should come and say, I'm such a wonderful person, I went running around with all my tzaras. No, he told us, if things are difficult, call, I'm available. B'chol tzarcheichem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu bench us. Life should be good for each and every one of us. And nevertheless, we should daven properly with feeling and emotion and with our whole hearts and our whole minds. And in this way, not need tzaras to bring us. We shouldn't need to see the dog to encourage us to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And may we see every year that Shavuos come back, Parshas Zohar, Purim, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us in the Torah on anything that we will daven. Mi kashem elekeinu b'chol kareinu elav. He answers all our tefillos wherever we daven them.